Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Do you burn fast? Do you ignite fast? Are you burning sometimes? Then do you ignite? And then do you blow? I'm doing this particular segment for myself. This is a segment for self-therapy. Maybe it'll help you. I've always been a son of thunder.
Well, what's that?
Well, who is that? That's somebody with a life-controlling anger stronghold. And this has been a problem in my life, really, pretty seriously, until a few years ago. And listen, as I tell you, I'm honest with you. I'm on the radio being authentic with you, opening myself up to you, hoping that you'll be honest with yourself. And yes, I'm challenging you on this program, confronting you on this program, not condemning you, because I'm down there where you have been and are. But the whole idea is try to lead us into a little bit of more emotional wellness, to liberate us into the God-given destinies that we really are meant to have. When you think of anger, do you picture somebody in a rage? Do you picture somebody with an image of slamming doors, shouting, and with intimidating communication? Well, this is part of the angry response, but anger actually is not that one-dimensional. Anger is very multifaceted, so it can't be stereotyped. It can be found in any kind of personality. It can be simmering, just there holding grudges below the surface on a nice, mild-mannered man. Or it can be more my type, where it's more of an explosive thing. And whether you're shy or extroverted, a perfectionist or laid back, you can show anger in a lot of ways. The question is it life-controlling? Now, we use the term anger, and incidentally, before we go any further, I want to tell you that I have found a book that has been absolutely liberating to me in this particular area. It's called The Anger Workbook by Les Carter and Frank Minnerath. And that's what we're going by here today. So, a lot of expressions of anger, frustration, irritability, blowing off steam, fretting, and it's important to realize just how each of these reactions is tied to anger. Take Tom, for instance. Now, Tom was not a screamer. He didn't slam doors or curse when he became angry. Instead, Tom showed his struggle with anger by withdrawing. He would do this in self-pity, and he would engage himself very often in having very critical thoughts. But Tom did not recognize this kind of response as an expression of anger. Now, his wife, on the other hand, his former wife, I should say, rarely hid her feelings. She was capable of flying into loud rages that rattled the windows. Nobody had to guess if she were angry. So again, the question is it a life-controlling anger problem as it was with me? The first step is to identify the various manifestations of an anger stronghold. So are we ready here with our mood of dark, ugly music? Okay, would you begin that now? Okay, if you can identify with several of these expressions of anger, you may have a life-controlling stronghold yourself. Number one, impatience comes over me more frequently than I would like. Number two, I nurture critical thoughts quite easily. Number three, when talking about a controversial topic, my tone of voice is likely to become persuasive. Number four, I can accept somebody who admits his or her mistakes, but I have a hard time accepting somebody who refuses to admit his or her own weaknesses. All right, here's another one. I do not easily forget when somebody does me wrong. How about this one? Although I know it may not be right, I sometimes blame others for my problems. Ooh, here's a good one. When somebody openly speaks ill of me, my natural response is to think of how I can defend myself. And finally, two more. I may act kindly on the outside while feeling very frustrated on the inside. And finally, at times, I struggle with moods of depression or discouragement. If you identify with several of these expressions of anger, you may want to take inventory of yourself, as I had to do about a handful of years ago.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Somebody forgot to read the memo that life is about me. When I finally realized that, how liberating that was. In the book, The Anger Workbook, this is an excellent book. It talks about setting realistic personal limits. And when you realize what your boundaries are, man, it's a freedom. And then you stop trying to push your preferences and ideas onto others. For instance, you stop trying to reshape your wife or husband so that she's more to your liking. And you just can't convince them how they should change. Well, you don't try to. You relinquish the dream that the world should fit around our personal preferences. We just accept the pain and imperfection of the world. Can we have a little Don't Worry, Be Happy music as we close out this segment? Here are a few things that I read on page 128 of this book at least once a month. It helps me so much. I hope it does you. Number one, I can handle the fact that many people, even my closest family members, differ from me in opinion. Number two, if somebody makes a mistake, it's not my position to criticize or to judge. Number three, I refrain from giving advice when I know it's not appreciated anyway. Number four, as I speak my needs, I'm aware that others are under no requirement to oblige me. And number four, I accept the fact that pain will exist in my life and no amount of wisdom is going to make it go away completely. I did this segment for my own self-therapy. Sometimes, you know, therapy gives you a small walk in the clouds when you get a little better understanding of yourself. When you get things out, you can sort them out.
Well, who is this angry man I see? In the mirror looking back at me. It's a man who's tired, a man who's weak, and it's a man who needs a savior.
For those of us with an anger stronghold, the Stephen Curtis Chapman song here puts it well. Who is this angry man I see in the mirror looking back at me? It's a man who's tired, a man who's weak, and it's a man who needs a savior. You know, the key thing from page 128 of the Anger Workbook that I mentioned to you that I read regularly, it's that last point. Let the pain of the situation drive you to Christ. Because ultimately, that's the only healing. Without His power, we really can't be healed in this area.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.